Hi, and Happy New Year from Speak More Clearly. I hope you have a great 2018. In this audio lesson, we're going to talk about how to practice and pronounce words where TH is followed by S, S for Sam. It's a difficult combination sometimes, partly because people don't have, or a lot of people don't have the TH sound in their language, so first they have to learn that, and then they have to learn how to do that movement with their mouth that they're not used to, for sticking their tongue out for the TH and then pulling their tongue back in again and closing their teeth together for the S straight away. So it takes quite a bit of practice, just like anything, so that your mouth can get used to that, sticking out the tongue and then closing the teeth for the S after the sticking out of the tongue. So first we're going to do words, or we're going to practice words ending in the unvoiced TH, the F sound, when it's followed by an S for Sam. So I'll say the word twice. Moths. So you stick your tongue out, hold it a bit longer, moths, and then go to the S in the beginning, just so you're learning to control it. It's a bit like yoga or Pilates or something else that you do with your body, gymnastics, where you have to learn to control, to hold one movement and then move to the next movement. And then once you're used to that, you can do it more quickly. So moths, moths. Don't forget to give the enough value. It's okay to hold it for a nanosecond longer before you close your teeth for the S. Cloths. Cloths. Months. Months. Earths. Earths. Or earths. Length. If you're an American with American accent, lengths, lengths, selfs, selfs, breaths, breaths, growths, growths, births, births, widths. Now, you have to get three consonants in a row here. D to TH to S. Widths. Widths. Now, you do the D very quickly and you don't let your tongue drop. You just put it up to the D position, then go straight to the TH. Widths. And hundredths. Same thing. Hundredths. Sorry, hundredths, yeah? Okay, the next one we're going to do is words ending in the voiced TH, V, that are followed by S. And when that happens, the S becomes said as a Z. So voiced consonant, TH, to voiced S, which is Z. Paths, paths. Again, you stick your tongue out, you pull it back in and close your teeth. Paths, paths. Hold your tongue on slightly longer, the TH, so that you can get to the, give yourself time to control it and get to the S. Mouths, mouths. Clothes, clothes. Loathes. Loathes. Breathes. Breathes. Now, of course, I need to talk about some exceptions. So, the word B-A-T-H-S, baths, in the American way of saying it, the T-H is unvoiced. So it's baths, baths, unvoiced, baths. British and Australian use the voiced at the end of that word when we're making a plural. So it becomes baths, 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 and the S becomes a Z. For the word youths, Y-O-T-H-S, in Australian English, when it's a plural, talking about more than one, we use the voiced TH, youths. For example, the youths were singing, youths. But in Australian English, when it is referring to the S is a possessive S, so it then becomes unvoiced, youths. For example, the youth's mother was called to the office. So the mother of the youth. For this word, Americans use the voiced TH, youths, youths. For the British, they use the unvoiced, youths, youths. And the last word is maths. Now, all three accents use the unvoiced TH when it's plural, but for the Americans, they can either say it with or without the S for Sam at the end. Often they say it without, math, even when they mean plural. So they, math, so they would say, do the math, or go and study for your math exam. Okay, I hope this has helped, and be patient with yourself. This combination is a tricky combination and you need to just practice it. I've given you some ideas at the end of the written blog of how to practice it. Anyway, bye for now and good practicing.